Joe, and I believe his name was Joe, and he had to keep that plane scrubbed on Saturday. He was assigned to the yard, and she had four daughters, and one girl had to keep the kitchen shelves clean. Used to use newspaper and cut a design in it, you know?
Yeah.
And the other daughter had to keep the place, the house dusted, swept and dusted. They take turns. 1 week you do that, next week do something else. And my mother was assigned to go into the grocery for the groceries.
Yeah.
And the uncle ran the grocery, and my grandmother sent for that brother from Germany. She was a terrorist and made that trunk of clothes for him, and he got rich. And he married, he had two wives, one died, he married the next one. And that lady was my mother's aunt and was her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Double relation through marriage.
Let's see, John was you call him your what?
He was your uncle and your granduncle.
Okay, you call him your...
Well, he was a relation, that's all. I never knew him.
Uncle John?
I wasn't born yet. Oh, my Uncle John, maybe. Yeah, he was my uncle, my mother's brother.
Okay.
They had four or five girls and one boy. They had a couple of more children, but they died in childhood. And my grandma adopted a couple, too. In them days, the churches used to take care of their orphans, you know. The church members would adopt them. They had good homes.
Right.
Grandpa adopted 2-3 girls.
Well, somebody who would look after an orphan would be called as legal.
Well, they didn't adopt them legal. They just took them, and that got by. But now, everything's so funny, it costs about $700 today to adopt a baby. And the real children would put up a kick if one of the parents would die. They didn't want that adopted child to get any money, you see. They were jealous. But now the law makes it legal. They got to legalize everything, and then gets his share just like the sister and brother get. He's been raised by the family. It's no more than right.
What were some of the tools that your husband would use in his work as a carpenter?
Well, all kind of carpenter tools. Saw, hammer, files.
What did he use to carry things around in? Heavy things?
Yeah, he had a carpenter box, like a little chest. Carpenter chest, I guess you'd call it.
Did you ever
see? Tool chest, that's the big word.
To carry things around, the heavy things around. Did he have something that had a wheel on it, you know?
Wheelbarrow was used plenty.
Okay. Now when he was cutting wood, what would he saw, what would he put wood on?
He had a saw buck, that's some kind of a thing like that, you know, you see it in old times, and then just the wood that lay in between that X, see, like that,
yeah.
And it saw it. Now, not being a country, but I saw that, they used to use that in the city.
Did you ever see the ones that were A-shaped, you know, and they had an A-shaped frame and a piece of wood between those two A-shaped frames?
No, I did, but that X-shape I saw finding in.
Okay. Now, about a wagon, you saw wagons when you were coming up, didn't you?
Yeah, horse and wagon.
Okay. Now, if you have a wagon and two horses, what was the long piece that ran down between them? That was a...
Shaft, I believe. Yeah, I just know it, but you couldn't get that word out of many people because they don't study that much about wagon shaft.
Yeah. Now, if you had a buggy, you back the horse in between the to get the horse up to a buggy. You back him in between the.
Yeah, but I don't know the name of that. I know it, but I can't think of it right now. It's a saddle and the. wooden part they call.
Now the parts of the wheel, you start with the inside. When the wheel was squeaking, you had to keep it...
Need oiling, I guess.